Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think that the American people expect everybody here in Washington to behave in the interests of the American people, the folks who sent us here. And if we're taking positions that are based on what special interest groups want, what lobbyists on Capitol Hill want, instead of the voters who sent us here, then we shouldn't be here. We should be doing something else. And that's why I've consistently said I'm willing to compromise. I'm willing to put on the table things that are important to the Democrats. I'm willing to take on our sacred cows. But what we haven't seen is any willingness on the part of some congressional leaders to budge an inch on positions that, by the way, the vast majority of the American people don't agree with.
Ah, there it is. Who agrees with what? Venting frustrations. The president commenting on his willingness, wow, what a hero, to work with both sides to get the debt deal done. Didn't he walk out of the session? Well, the battle over the debt ceiling, number one item this week on the countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for the week ending Friday the 15th. The charts for the week of the 11th to the 15th are what you're going to hear discussed during this hour. Your calls and input, 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Go to DougSteffen.com. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game, all the discussion about sports in general, number 10. The specific trial or mistrial, if you will, of Roger Clemens, number 9. Study on childhood obesity, great discussion topic because it brings up so much of what is problematic in our country. That's number 8. The Middle East political situation, number 7. The scandal at News Corp, Rupert Murdoch's problems, number 6. Number 5, and I don't get this, frankly, the assassination of President Karzai's brother. Okay, so he was assassinated. How does that affect us? TSA hearings, number 4. Casey Anthony trial aftermath. What's going on with her, number 3. Number 2, presidential race. And as we said before, the budget and the debt ceiling is number 1. Here, host Charlie Brennan talks to Karl Rove about what he thinks is going to happen now in this debt discussion.
What do you think the end game is going to be on this debt ceiling?
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. We'll get something done because we have to. But the president has made it difficult to get something done. And the fact of the matter is that the raising the debt ceiling is a recognition of the spending bills that the Democratic Congress and the Democratic president passed in 2009 and 2010. And we've got to get it done. But we've got to get it done so we start working our way back to fiscal sanity. And I think Speaker Boehner and the Republicans in the Congress were absolutely right to say we will not vote for an increase in the debt ceiling unless it is accompanied by real spending cuts that more than offset the increase in the debt ceiling. And, you know, they've been saying that for about 5 or 6 months, and the president, who has yet to lay out his own plan, you know, he keeps talking about $4 trillion in spending cuts, but most of that is tax increases and phony spending cuts, and he has never laid out a concrete plan. I've been talking to people who've been in these meetings with him and, you know, are aware of the negotiations intimately, and the president has never laid out a plan.
You know, I play this soundbite every once in a while. I'm sure you're familiar with it, and I wanted to ask you a question about Congressman Ryan coming up anyway, but this was from a hearing with Doug Elmendorf at the CBO in front of the Congressional, the House Budget Committee and Congressman Ryan's committee on that very issue.
We got your reanalysis of the president's budget. I won't go back into that, but the president gave a speech on April 13th where he outlined a new budget framework that claims $4 trillion in deficit reduction over 12 years. Have you estimated the budget impact of this framework?
No, Mr. Chairman. We don't estimate speeches. We need much more specificity than was provided in that speech for us to do our analysis.
I think that's a stunning soundbite that really never got played except for on radio shows like this.
Yeah, no, and you know, Elmendorf is a very respectful guy, and for him to pointedly say, you know, this wasn't worth paying attention to is real. I mean, it's true. The president, you know, the president has tried to put the Republicans in a place where all the onus for coming up with a solution is on their shoulders. But wait a minute, Mr. President, you're the guy asking for the increase in the debt ceiling. And if you say, I mean, you initially said, don't restrain spending, just increase the debt ceiling, but don't give me any kind, you know, make it clean, which means don't try and restrain spending in any way, shape, or form. The Republicans said, we're not going for that. And passed a budget in the House with spending reductions. And look, we're not talking about reducing spending from the levels they are at today. We're talking about over the next 10 years, we're going to spend as a country $46 trillion. And the Republicans have said, you want a $2.4 trillion increase in the debt ceiling? Then you've got to cut future spending by 5%. Cut from what you're going to spend in the future by 5% in a way that we can have confidence it's actually going to happen.
Do you have confidence it's going to happen? 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Mitch McConnell says the GOP will not be reduced to being tax collectors for the Obama economy. The congressmen on all sides, Paul Ryan, not vote for increasing the debt ceiling with any taxes. And then you hit the button and it goes back and forth and up and down and all around. So what do we have? A lot of posturing. The Republicans say they're the heroes. The Democrats, they're the heroes. Meanwhile, and you listen to these guys say, well, we're doing what's best for the American people. Certainly what's best for the American people is not continuing to spend the way that we're spending. Right? All agree on that? 800-510-8255. More on the budget and the debt ceiling up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown at 13 past the hour.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags. Iams has a new taste your cat will love. And PetSmart has the largest selection of Iams formulas among leading retailers. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through July 24th.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255, the review of the hot hits, the top 10 in talk radio. The ladies on The View vent their frustrations with their audience about the debt talks and spending and politicians in general.
Now, reportedly, tensions were high at D.C. debt talks last night. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor claims that President Obama abruptly ended things by shoving his chair back and walking out of the meeting. You know, I...
Been there, done that.
Did you guys start the walkout?
I think so. You know, and as it was reported, you know, we had our reasons, and I'm sure he had his reasons, but what they were apparently fighting about was Obama said, I've reached a point where I say enough. Would Ronald Reagan be sitting here? I've reached my limit. This may bring my presidency down, but I'm not yielding. Now, negotiations keep going and stalling and going and stalling. The president said he would be comfortable signing off on a 1.3 trillion. Sorry. Just the word trillion makes me laugh. I don't know why. Signing off on a 1.3 trillion discretionary spending and mandatory spending cuts.
He mentioned Ronald Reagan, right? Mm. And I think at this point in Reagan's presidency, and correct me if I'm wrong, been there before, I think unemployment was at like 10% or something. He was actually in a very similar position to President Obama right now. Mm-hmm. The difference, I think, in the frustration everyone has is the last time an ultimatum was kind of tossed around with the stimulus bill and that it would cap unemployment, it didn't work so well. So I'm not believing any ultimatum right now when it comes to more money, especially when it has an illion at the end of it. Okay. Not to mention Ronald Reagan didn't sit there and talk to us, tell us to eat our peas like bratty little kids in the kitchen table.
You know, when I saw it, it's so funny everybody says eat your peas. When I saw it, it sounded like he was joking. He was making a joke. Eat your peas.
That's not
he
funny
was
when you're talking like, about a trillion.
Well, you know, but I'm saying, you know, you've always known that he had a sense of humor.
Other sides have a sense of humor.
I mean, he had a sense of humor.
No,
it was a joke when he said it.
This.
You're taking it a little bit seriously when he made
it's
a joke.
It's $1 trillion.
I'm talking about eating your peas.
Yes. So let me ask you this. So neither side seems to be moving. Right? So one side says we don't want rich people to have to get taxed on this. And the other side is saying, well, we don't want Social Security and stuff.
And Medicare.
Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. When did it become about holding us up
hostage
because they couldn't figure out what to do? This has to shift. You know, and this is both. This is both sides. You know, this is ridiculous.
Don't you think some of this will be a theater, and then when August 2nd comes, it's all going to be figured out?
You know what? I don't want to wait until I'm like this to find out. Well, I don't like the idea that something. You know how I feel about my Social Security. I paid that money. That's my money. I want my money. Everybody pays into Social Security. Who made them my partner? Mm-hmm. Who told them to take my pension money and go and invest it in stuff? And then when I had no money left, they started like, ooh. Ah, ah. Sorry.
Well, and you know, George Bush wanted to privatize. You know, remember this? George Bush wanted to privatize Social Security. Everybody would be in the poorhouse if that had happened. And yet he was running on that.
I want my money. It's mine. I paid taxes on it.
You're J.G. Wentworth. You have your money. You want it now.
Yes. You know, so when did it become okay to hang us up?
And also the storming out, I think, you know, some people say he didn't storm out. He said, I will be back tomorrow. It's just like, it's just the standstill. What
well,
do you
and
do
he
when,
also
when you
said, don't call my bluff. And the first rule of bluffing is, don't say you're bluffing. I don't know what he was thinking with that.
Cancer would make Mother Teresa want to smack a homeless person.
He's a kosher Jew from Virginia. I love this man. He makes no sense.
Well, I want, you know what? I just want them to remember who they're representing. Both sides. Enough with the poop.
All right, enough for the poop. There's Whoopi and the rest of the girls, Elizabeth, having their say about the budget situation. They feel the frustration, as do you. And they're back at focusing on who's in charge. You, is this our country or their country? Meanwhile, credit rating agencies are moving closer to a downgrade of the government's debt because of the deteriorating talks. 21 past the hour.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With a discussion of the number one issue in this half hour of the countdown, the debt ceiling, the battle, a couple of Republican leaders clashing over a plan that could allow the government to avoid a catastrophic default. Do you agree that it would be catastrophic? 800-510-8255. Radio host Barry Armstrong talking to CNBC's Rick Santelli about what he thinks will happen if a deal on the debt isn't reached by that August 2nd deadline.
Help us understand this whole debate about the debt ceiling.
It should have been taken care of a long time ago, and I don't want to underscore that not raising the debt ceiling does open up a host of issues. However, I'm very disappointed in the chairman. I think he has the best of intentions. He's a super intelligent guy. But sometimes the real world is more challenging, especially when you include the markets and the economy. And what I would say is, it's too bad this chairman hasn't started to ring the alarm today that he rang months ago and really belabor the point. He said there potentially could be, I'm paraphrasing, catastrophic consequences. Well, there's going to be catastrophic consequences if we don't address the spending issue, period. End of story. Now, is the deficit ceiling the best tool to attack or deal with the issues that face the country? Probably not. But sometimes opportunities are few and far between to address very big issues for the country because politicians rather push it to the next group of politicians.
Sure.
So, as Senator Toomey from Pennsylvania was peppering the chairman who's on Capitol Hill for what we used to refer to as Humphrey Hawkins, Perry, basically yep. Both sides of the aisle have committees that get to pepper the chairman of the Federal Reserve about the state of the economy.
Yeah.
I really think Mr. Toomey, who said, listen, it isn't so much about the rating agencies yesterday. We've yep. already been there. S&P and Moody's are now on the same page regarding the
right. They said they're going to downgrade our debt if we don't get our act together.
Right. And the issue is what gets paid, when things get paid, certainly it will be messy. And it's really sad that I think the political notions are going to make it even messier.
Yeah.
We're going to pay this. We're not going to pay that. Everybody has their political base that gets fired up. But in the end, there are plenty of revenues to pay plenty of important things. There's going to be a real lack of revenues to pay everything. The 42 cents of every dollar we borrow won't be there. It's like an instant right. balance budget. But, Barry, I continue to say that if not now, when, if there's dire consequences to this.
Yeah.
There's going to be even more dire consequences if we paper it over and delay it till after the elections. Because once again, isn't it all about the 2012 election?
Sure is. All about the election and politics and them, not you. Talk host Chip Morris on his radio program talked to Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida, who says he has yet to hear a deal from either side that he'd support.
There's all kinds of discussion about you know, the debt ceiling limit. Can you just tell us what your position is on the whole discussion that's going on up there? It's kind of gotten pretty convoluted over the last couple of weeks.
Well, I told the Speaker that I would not support the $2.1 trillion over 10 years. I think that's way too little. And I also told him that just like every family that's in financial situation, they sell off assets, they sell the Cadillac, and the United States government has plenty of assets to reduce the debt. And so I have already told him that if that's the deal, then I'm not supporting it. Now, he's assured me that's not the deal, but that's what I hear at this point. $2.1 trillion is really $210 billion a year. And the other thing that worries me about is when you talk about these figures, Chip, when do the reductions occur? Do they occur early or late? If they recur late, then they'll never occur. So sometimes it gets tricky in that they say it's a huge amount of cost savings, reductions, but they don't occur till the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th year, and we need it right away.
Well, according to Senator McConnell, in all of the discussion that he was involved in, they were talking about $2 billion a total for next year.
$2 trillion?
$2 billion total in the next fiscal year.
That's pretty peanuts. That's pretty small.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 6.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Up next on the countdown, as we continue looking at the charts, the top 10 from this week in a review. At number 2, the presidential race, who's running as a Republican, et cetera, et cetera. So let's listen to some of the best from talk radio and talk television this week, focused on the presidential race, including an excerpt from an interview on MSNBC. Tamron Hall talked to Justin Elliott from Salon.com about the controversial marriage vow pledge that Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum have signed.
We want to get some new insight into a controversy of that pledge that's becoming a defining moment for some of the Republican presidential candidates. It is called, you may know it, the marriage vow, a declaration of dependence upon marriage and family. But at one point, it also included a passage saying that black children were better off during slavery than they are today. It is written by this man. His name is Bob Vanderplant. He is the founder of a right-wing conservative group out of Iowa called the Family Leader. Now, all of the GOP candidates for president are being asked to sign this pledge and are being told they will not have family leader support if they don't sign it. Michelle Bachmann signed it and immediately came under fire. Rick Santorum also signed it. I'm joined now by Salon.com reporter Justin Elliott, who recently interviewed the man behind this vow. Great to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
You ask him, obviously, the questions I think so many people want to answer. I want to jump right into it. You first say, can you briefly, you ask him, why did he have this pledge, bottom line? How did he describe it, and why did he decide to do this?
Right. Well, I think the thing you have to understand is the marriage issue, basically opposition to gay marriage, is sort of the animating position in this guy, Bob Vanderplatz's political career. He ran for governor in Iowa in 2010 on a platform that was based on rolling back the state Supreme Court decision there to allow same-sex marriage. He got like 40% of the vote in the Republican primary, so he's clearly an influential guy. So he's trying to put the same-sex marriage issue into the Republican primary this year, which, you know, it's not really on people's minds in the same way it was a few years ago.
No, it's not. And it, you know, and of course, when you think of these pledges, you think of Grover Norquist. And these, some people see them as traps that these candidates are put in when they are asked to sign these pledges. What influence does this organization have beyond Iowa?
I think it's mainly an Iowa-based group. I mean, they're arguably very influential in Iowa. As I said, Bob Vanderplatz, the head of it, got 40% of the vote in the gubernatorial primary in 2010. You know, the Iowa caucuses are a key sort of early moment. movement in the Republican presidential race. So that's why, I mean, all the presidential candidates, or several of them, have been going into his group to give speeches. They all have to make a decision about this pledge. They're being asked about it and so on.
You ask him about the pornography part of it, but you also ask him, one of the sections in this vow or pledge speaks of Sharia law, and you said, can you describe what you mean by the phrase and what you want the candidates to reject in Sharia law? His answer was stunning.
Right. I mean, he just said right off the bat that he's not an expert on Sharia, but he thought that there might be polygamy allowed under some forms of Islamic law, and therefore he wanted the candidates to reject it. It's worth noting that, you know, Michelle Bachmann signed it, Rick Santorum, at least committed to signing it, but Mitt Romney came out the other day and said he wouldn't sign it and also said that it was inappropriate.
When Michelle Bachmann was asked during an interview whether she thought higher unemployment would increase her chances of winning the presidency, she said, I hope so. That's voting for someone who doesn't have exactly a positive point of view on things. What are you thinking about what's going on in the world of politics? The Michelle Bachmann conversation with talk host Bob Sullivan. Now, actually, he had a conversation, then he talks about her and the reason why he thinks she's doing so well.
Background of Michelle Bachmann is pretty significant. You need to understand that she was educated as a Christian woman. She has worked hard to show her conservatism. I think that works in her favor to both conservative and moderate, but obviously works completely against her on the left side in the mainstream media. Yet, to the mainstream media's chagrin, she is leading the polls. And one of the reasons is because she's not afraid to tell the truth. To just today at a news conference, you know, you have to remember she's a Republican presidential hopeful. She's campaigning with everything she says. And the first thing she says today is President Obama, Mr. President, tell the truth about the debt ceiling. And she says, and I quote, President Obama, is your spending spree really that important to you that you'd put at risk all the full faith and credit of the U.S.? Does it get any plainer than that? Does it get any more plain speaking than that? And then she goes on to say, we intend to pay the interest on the debt. We got the means to do so. And of course, what she's referring to is the fact that this is hype to try to scare the American public, this entire debt ceiling controversy. And I can tell you, as a guy that reports on business and the economy for the last 15 years, it is just that. Grandma's check's still going to come in the mail. Okay? Lights are still going to go on. Buses are still going to run. Schools are still going to be open. Police are still going to be out there. Infrastructures will still be in place. So this is one of the things that attracts me to Michelle Bachmann. It comes down to one thing. The U.S. citizens and the U.S. voters are tired of being tired. They're tired of being sick and tired. They're tired of being worrying about unemployment. They're worried about their interest rates, and they're tired of it all. And I got to tell you, Michelle Bachmann is, you know, as wacky as the stuff happens, okay, as crazy as you've heard her, you know, the craziest moments in Michelle Bachmann's storied public history, you know, that is all a distraction to the point where all she wants is the truth, and she tells the truth. And I'll tell you what, for me as a conservative Republican, for me as a guy that makes a living talking about stocks and the economy, I think that's fresh news for a guy like me.
All right. Well, he doesn't know what it is to be a conservative Republican. If he's all interested in stocks and money, Mr. Sullivan would get the fact that the spending or the way things are being done now, anything, the Republicans and Democrats are not conserving anything. We are tired of being tired, though, aren't we, huh? I always love these guys to say the fact is. Well, Michelle Bachmann is right about the spending, but talking about the truth, it's just all of these words are foolish. The thing that is troubling to most people really and truly when they bear down into what some of these people who are running for the president are all about is how light they are, how unintellectually stimulating they are. How do they get to this point? And how is it that we have people who are seemingly almost foolish in the forefront? Where are the good candidates? Where are the good people? Why don't people want to run? Mostly because of the news media and its hypocrisy and stupidity, and the way that good people would actually take charge. They can't stand the scrutiny that one goes through when they run for office like this. Okay, let's see here. Radio host Dom Giordano now, as we talk about the presidential race, number two on the countdown this week, talks to Rick Santorum from his home state of Pennsylvania.
In your opening announcement, and I think you've stuck to message on this, when you use the word, it's a magic word to me, the planners, the smarter than the room.
Smarter than, sorry.
You would not imagine how many listeners call in. It's one thing to disagree politically, but we're called uncivil, we're called dopes, and now we're called children by this president. If you disagree, it's all three. So this, the planners in Washington, they know better, all the way down to the toilet, the light bulb
issue.
Are people out there talking about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And well, that's what I talk about. I mean, yeah. I talk about it all
it's
the time.
It's the
fundamental issue in this election is whether we are going to choose to be a free people or we are going to give up our freedom to people who are smarter than that believe that they are smarter than we are, who are the planners, the controllers, the people who think that they should be kings and lords over the rest of America and design our healthcare system, design our financial services sector, design every aspect of our lives as if they can do it better. America is a great country because for the first time in the history of the world, we went from a society where the kings and the emperors and the rulers had all the rights and distributed them and made all the decisions, and people were subjects of the king. In America, we said, no, we're going to try something different. We're not going to be top down. We're going to be bottom up. We're going to let everybody be free. We're going to let them pursue their dreams. We're going to let them live their lives. We're going to let them attain things. We're going to punish people for succeeding. We're going to build statues in the square because they succeed, because we believe success is a good thing. We're not going to, you know, castigate millionaires and billionaires and beat down businesses who make profits. We're going to celebrate them because, you know what, if they make profits, they're going to hire more people. They're going to create exactly. more wealth. They're going to do the things that made America great, that transformed the world in the last 200 years. From the time of Jesus Christ to the time of the revolution, life expectancy in the world did not change until America said something revolutionary. We are going to believe in free people. Life expectancy has doubled. You don't think that's improved the quality of life? You don't think that has made a dramatic change? Why? Because we didn't go out and punish people for being successful.
Did I say this was number two? Number four, at any rate, the talker's chart is the focus here. Let's have one more excerpt from an interview that Howie Carr did with Rudy Giuliani on his radio program about Giuliani's plans to run or not to run. That is the question.
When are you going to announce you're running for president?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking about it and getting people's advice about it, but I haven't made a decision yet. And I want to see how it all develops and... As soon as we make a decision, I promise, you'll be one of the first I talk to.
Well, the thing is, there are a bunch of polls out, and it's a very strange and fluid situation. You know, Mitt Romney's got a lead in New Hampshire, but Michelle Bachmann is running very well in Iowa, and Mitt just doesn't seem to catch on in Iowa. But on the other hand, conversely, in New Hampshire, it's the other way around. And you have Perry is doing well in Iowa as well, and he also can't seem to get arrested in New Hampshire.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it is. I think it still is. It's a strange election. It developed very slowly, and still is developing very slowly. So it's kind of strange because it's way behind where things were in 2007.
What would you tell if you were in these negotiators and somebody and the president is saying these weird things like don't call my bluff? What does that mean, by the way? We've been debating that this afternoon. What does that mean? Don't call my bluff.
I think there's a kind of element of immaturity to that, isn't there? I mean, the reality is we're we've got some very big consequences here. One is the possible default of the United States, which. If it happens, they all should be ashamed of themselves, the president and the Republicans. They should all be ashamed of themselves if we get ourselves into a situation where our government is so darn dysfunctional that we can't figure out a reasonable resolution to this debt ceiling, and we put the country in default. I mean, that'd be a disaster. I think the Republicans are right to try and extract every commitment they can make for reducing spending because the president is out of control in the amount of money that he spent. He spent more money than any American president in history. And if you don't put handcuffs on him, he will spend more and more and more.
Yep, there's a point. All right, so that's Rudy Giuliani on a radio program hosted by Howie Carr in Boston. Up next, the growing investigation of News Corporation over the phone hacking scandal, which is number 6 this week on the countdown.
Amdro Kilsands presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your community's water supply. Tom Bersema with NSF explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide consumers with detailed information regarding the source, quality, and treatment of their drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a nonprofit public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water-related products and certifies products to those standards. Bersema adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free online list of tested and certified products. NSF can also answer questions regarding water quality and water filters for consumers choosing to treat their water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon. Make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Up now in the countdown, number 6, the Rupert Murdoch Operation News Corporation, company with a chip on its shoulder and playing the victim well. Here's Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking to Larry Miller of CBS about the investigation of News Corp.
The story about the hacking into the teenager's email or phone messages, was just disgusting. But what has he done that's actually illegal?
Well, so far it's all allegations. No one's actually, no one now has actually been charged. This goes back actually to probably around the year 2000 or 2002 when we're finding emails that relate to hacking, illegal hacking. And there was a conviction in 2007 of the News of the World, that's the Murdoch paper that closed down on Sunday,
right.
The News of the World's royal editor. He and a private investigator were jailed after Prince William and Prince Harry's phones were hacked into, and they picked up voice messages and then published information that they only got from that source. And so at that point, News of the World and the Murdoch organization said this is just the action of one rogue editor. It's not endemic throughout the company. We're now finding out that Scotland Yard is investigating some 4,000 different telephones, both cell and landline phones, that may have been hacked.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, running through the charts, the Talkers Magazine overview, the hot hits in talk radio put together with our collaborating producers. We listened to hundreds of talk radio programs over the course of the week to determine what the hot hits are, pretty much the same as a music countdown show. And at number four, the foolishness with the TSA again. Here, radio man Rob Johnson talks to Todd Starnes from Fox about some of the latest complaints against those fine folks at the TSA.
The TSA now has got, it's, you know, we could do a report with you every single day, I think, on the TSA, how outrageous their procedures are, how invasive their internal investigations are, but that's pretty much what they are when you go to the airport. Now they're searching poofy hair. Where do you start on this, on how far the TSA has gone?
Well, I've stopped wearing my Fox News hat because every time I would walk in, you know, they see my Fox logo and they slap on the latex gloves. and it's that way with people all across the country. Let's start in Seattle, where you've got the TSA there, agents searching a woman's hair bun. They were literally rifling through the bun of her hair looking for some sort of a terrorist object, which they did not find. She has filed a complaint against the TSA. The same airport, the mother of a six-year-old boy says that her child was searched not once, Rob, but twice, and she says that it was a very invasive procedure. The family was on their way to Disneyland for a vacation. After the invasive search, the little boy went crying to his mother and said that he didn't want to go to Disneyland anymore after what they did to him.
Man, can you believe that? And this woman with a poofy hair, she was so outraged, she demanded a supervisor from the TSA come over and intervene. And the supervisor told her that anything that poofs out from the body has to be searched.
And that was the actual word they used.
Yeah, poof. And Anthony Weiner heard this and refuses to fly anymore. The last I heard, I haven't verified that.
You know, it's interesting, though, because over the weekend we had a couple of reports where there had been a stun gun. Someone was able to get a stun gun on board a JetBlue plane in Boston, and they found it stuffed into a seat when it landed, and the flight landed in Newark. The FBI says they're not quite sure how it got on there, but I was able to talk to a couple of sources inside TSA, and they tell me that the stun gun looks like an iPhone, and that's why they think it may have made it through without being detected.
I see. Really? A stun gun looks like an iPhone? I haven't seen the similarity myself, but I guess if you're a TSA agent, they all look the same.
Hey, you haven't heard this story yet on the national news. You will on Fox News Radio. Right. But over the weekend, big incident, violent fight on board a jetliner, United Airlines flight.
Yeah.
They actually had to make an emergency landing in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
The person on board refused to come out of the bathroom, finally did, got into a fight with the flight attendant. Passengers had to subdue this guy. They hogtied him and slapped duct tape on his mouth.
Whoa.
So he wouldn't he was spitting on people. This happened on Friday. Late yesterday, the FBI released the guy's name.
Uh-huh.
Saleh Ali Makbar. He is a 21-year-old student from Saudi Arabia here on a student visa.
Uh-huh.
The passengers say when they looked in the bathroom, the mirror had been moved and that they could see wires protruding in the bathroom.
Whoa.
Haven't heard this story, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, sir. So this kind of stuff is still going on, and there's still craziness out there. But in the meantime, they're doing a pretty good job of searching 95-year-old grandmothers and 6-year-old boys.
Yep, it's the same old nonsense. All right, finally, here is host Michael Brown talking about one of the latest excessive TSA pat-down victims, Donald Rumsfeld.
Secretary Rumsfeld was given an enhanced pat-down at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. The secretary has two titanium hips and a titanium shoulder. So clearly when he went through the metal detector, it set the metal detector off. I think he carries a card. But here's the best part of the whole story. The people who were there doing the security checkpoints recognized him. Oh, Secretary Rumsfeld, you know, nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. They still gave him the enhanced pat-down. And my question to you is this. Does our egalitarian culture that says we don't have kings and we don't have potentates and we don't have, monarchies, I mean, that's the essence of our egalitarian society. Does our egalitarian society say, Secretary Rumsfeld should go through security like everybody else, and if his titanium knees and his titanium shoulder set off, or titanium hips, set off the metal detector, then he should get his junk groped like every other one of us that goes through the TSA security screening lines? Or is this an example of how absolutely, utterly nonsensical these procedures are?
Yes is probably the answer to both of those questions. Doug Steffen here on the couch.